David, welcome to El Paso. Welcome to El Paso Primetime.
Thank you. It's funny, Dennis, because I'm usually on your side of the microphone, and so to be sort of in the guest seat here on KTEP, it's an unusual feeling. So I hope I don't sound too awkward to you or your listeners.
I think you sound just absolutely fine, especially with this program that's coming into El Paso. We're so excited to get Texas Standard here.
Well, I can't tell you how excited we are to have El Paso finally as part of the Texas Standard community. But in a way, it's funny because we have some folks from El Paso, and you're going to have to inform me here. El Pasoans, El Pasoites, what do you prefer?
El Pasoans.
El Pasoans on staff. And so, you know, they're thrilled to be able to tell their parents, hey, listen, you can hear the program now on KTEP. And so they're thrilled. But it's not just that. I don't know whether you've heard of this thing, Dennis, called Texas Trib Fest or Tribune Fest, mm-hmm. but it's like a big political confab where everyone from Texas comes in to the capital city once a year, and they talk about issues, you know, related to things like infrastructure and it can run the gamut to transportation, civil rights, justice reform, all kinds of things. And so in those early days, when we first started sort of showing up at TribFest, we would see, you know, someone would sort of poke their head in, like, you know, Senator Rodriguez would poke his head and say, what's going on here? And we would tell him about the Texas Standard and what we were up to. And he was like, well, where can I hear this? And we were like, not so sure. If you're back home, I don't think we're on. So it's thrilling to be able to, you know, have the senator come in and be able to talk about issues that relate to, you know, his home base or Representative Joe Moody or other people like that who, you know, we talk about the issues with these guys all the time. But being able now for them to feel like they're actually able to speak directly with their constituents in this sort of big town hall of the air every day, it's thrilling.
You know, the whole notion of El Paso and Hudspeth County and the northwest part of Culberson County all being in the mountain time zone has always kind of made us feel isolated from the rest of the state.
Yeah.
And Texas Standard actually brings it all together, and everybody now is going to be happy.
You know, I hope so. You know, it's funny because when we were kicking around the idea of the show, Texas Standard, originally, and I'm going to tell a little secret here, I wanted the show to be called Central Standard. And in a way, it was kind of because I was thinking about El Paso and the fact that we weren't all in one standard time zone, right? Mm-hmm. You're a mountain time. But there was this real push that something that would really define the show would be to have that sense of Texan identity and to every day be able to explore that. And so my boss was telling me, no, we got to have Texas in there. We got to have Texas in there. I don't care how you do it. Just get Texas in there. So then ultimately the idea came around Texas Standard. And before long, we were just kind of joking that, you know, if you're listening, you're on Texas Standard Time. So what I kind of dig about this idea is that in a way, El Paso is and that whole borderland region there is now going to be on Texas Standard Time. And we're all kind of under one unique sort of time zone, if you will. And in a way, as you look at the clock, you guys, in a funny way, will be carrying us before anyone else in the entire state of Texas, because we'll be on at 9 Texas Standard Time or your time,
right?
Live, because everywhere else, of course, in the state, it'll be 10 o'clock. So we'll probably have some fun with that in the early days once KTEP is online with us.
That'll be pretty cool to do that. I actually would love to see T-shirts made up like that, because that's awesome.
You're on Texas Standard Time, so yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And I don't know. Forgive me for ratchet jawing here, Dennis, but something else that's exciting about the show for your listeners who haven't had a chance to hear it. We have a very sincere sort of social media element in the show. Now, I don't know if you've heard, sometimes people will say on CNN and other programs, they'll say, let us hear what you think on Twitter and Facebook. And it's kind of almost like a throwaway.
Right.
It's like what you're supposed to say in the age of the Internet. But we have, and in fact, he's an El Pasoan. His name is Wells Dunbar, and he is our social media editor. And he's a fixture on the show every day. And so he comes in twice during the show, once in what we call our A segment, which is the sort of newsier segment of the program earlier on. And what he's doing is he's monitoring the talk of Texas. So as our listeners in Dallas, in Houston, in Beaumont, in Harlingen, Lubbock, Abilene, and now El Paso are joining us, they're all part of this big conversation in real time as the show is going on. So we've had a couple of listeners who've been joining us by live stream from the El Paso area. So it's going to be exciting to see that grow and to have more comments and more interaction with your listeners now and people from that entire region. And, you know, it's just going to be a whole lot of fun.
What I like about the article that they've written about you in Austin Monthly, the first paragraph, something about the being hung up on the mythology of Texas. What drew you to Texas in the first place?
You know, I don't know whether I can get this personal, but it's a definitely personal journey. It was, growing up in Georgia, my dad, who just recently passed away, by the way.
I'm sorry.
When I was about 7 years old, he took me to my grandma's house and was introducing me to some of the music that he loved. And he brought out this 78 RPM record. And I'll never forget, it had a red Columbia label. I'd never seen a 78 before, you know, and that was exotic unto itself. But he put it on, and it was Bob Wills' New San Antonio Rose. And I never heard music like that either. And then he told me when he had first heard it. He said he heard the Border Blasters coming out from south of the Texas border in Mexico, you know, beaming this incredibly powerful signal all across the U.S. And he and his dad would sit down by the radio because they had to unscrew the light bulb. That was the only way you could get power for the radio. So they'd be sitting in the darkness, the literal glow of the radio, listening to these wild signals from south of the border, beaming Bob Wills music. Can you imagine?
Oh, I'd love it.
And so he was hearing all this stuff, and I'm 7 or 8, and I'm hearing this, and I'm listening to the music, and I'm thinking, holy cow. Yeah, I didn't even realize what a powerful impression that made on me as a child. I had to get to Texas. And by the way, the gatefold of the ZZ Top Tres Hombres album didn't hurt either. I don't know if anyone remembers that album, but you open it up and it's this plate of Mexican food, and I used to dream of what that would taste like. Now, this all sounds trivial, but this was a formative experience, more formative than any other in my life, perhaps. And so I probably spent the better part of my career trying to get to Texas. And I did over the years. I would, as a reporter who covered a lot of national stories, I would land in Texas and spend a month here, or, you know, a couple of weeks here. And finally, my fiance moved here about 10 years ago. And we ended up getting married in Texas. And I've been here ever since. And I finally feel at home. I was born a Texan and finally landed here permanently.
I got three places here in El Paso to take you for that kind of Mexican food that you just saw on that cover.
Oh, dude, I cannot wait, Dennis. I cannot wait. Literally, I love it. It's my thing. It's my thing for sure.
Seriously, we're building a new studio on the other side of the complex, and we'd love for you to actually come to El Paso and maybe host a few shows from this end
for
of
real?
The... Yeah, seriously.
Dennis, that would be fantastic. We'd love to do that.
We'll work it out. We'll find a way to do this,
because
I'd love for you to come down to the Desert Southwest and see what El Paso really has to offer.
I would love to do that. I have not spent much time in El Paso, but I will tell you that during my travels by car, it's always meant so much to me to be able to, you know, cross that line, see that great big star sign, you know, outside, welcome to Texas, welcome to El Paso. So it has a special place in my heart for sure. But we'll definitely accept that offer from you. And I would love to learn more about the city. And hopefully, I think in the process, as the Texas Standard continues and we talk to more people, we hear from more people in El Paso. Of course, we're going to be speaking with reporters, people from the Fronteras desk out there, we're going to be bringing a whole lot more of El Paso to the rest of the state, and I think it's going to be fun to see how that dynamic develops.
I can't wait. We start on Monday, bright and early, 9 a.m. here, and David Mikasa Sukasa, you know how that goes.
Thanks so much. Likewise, Dennis, we can't wait to have you, and if any of your listeners want to stop by, we'd love to have you visit us.
Oh, that's absolutely wonderful. Brother, thank you so much for stopping by El Paso Primetime.
Thank you for making us feel so at home on KTEP. We sure do appreciate it.